City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style.
In the air, there's a barbecue cooking. Because you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Welcome back. Barbecue Bob, see, I got a little bit of singing in me. Not much. You're the singer of the two of us.
You just cut Dean Martin right off. You know, one of the greatest Italian singers and comedians, actors in the country. So let's stick with the Italian theme. What do you think?
I think that's a great thing.
We got a Goomba sitting in a barber's chair out there, probably Pennsylvania. Yo. Big Paulie.
Bobby, am I on? How are you?
You're on.
I'm on, live and not so local. I'm actually, you know where I am right now? I'm in West Paterson, New Jersey. My best buddy Tommy's been cutting my hair since I was 6 years old. He was seven then. Now he's an old man, but I'm so young.
And he was using a buck knife back then. And,
well, you use a buck knife. That's what he does. It's not being too sharp. That's what hurts.
Yeah.
Well, he's got a big job, because that's quite a mop of hair you've got. I'm pretty envious.
You know us Goombas, we got the hair, got to go right. You get a manicure, you get ready for Christmas, then you got the New Year's, you understand?
Yeah.
This is an operation here. We just this is not screwing around. This is an operation.
Okay, so glad that you're not going to be looking shabby and shoddy as usual.
My wife wants me to look respectable, she said, which is very hard to do.
Yeah, the barber's not going to do all of that. You've got more work to do than that, brother.
Yeah, I got a lot more work. Get a facelift.
So,
anyway.
So let's talk about the East Coast Christmas and what maybe some of the traditions, food traditions, are for you guys out there.
Oh, yeah, and perfect for the Grilling Guys, because my wife, God bless her, she has started 26 years, maybe 27 years in February, right? She started traditions. And we've kept them. And one of them was on Christmas, we have Christmas Eve, we do a classic type of dinner with a standing prime rib that's about as big as a Volkswagen, all right? We get to dinner, let me tell you, and she cooks it delicious. In fact, we have to have it ordered in from our butcher. He orders it ahead of time because it's hard to get, you know, a nice big, you know, big prime rib. It's a restaurant quality. And then she also does Yorkshire pudding. Which, you know, for me, that is just terrific. It's classic, and she's just unbelievable. And when she cuts it like, almost like, you know, Fred Flintstone used to have the brontosaurus burger?
Yeah.
That's what we do at the Rotella house on Christmas Eve, you know? Which is very un-Italian, you know?
Yeah, well, that's because you're American, you know? And you can't help but...
Well, you can't help but... My wife's half Irish, half German, But you know what? It's a nice thing, because... It's the tradition, you know. We love it. And then afterwards, we go watch Christmas Carol. And then we retire, and then Santa comes. This year, you know, we got a tree. Jupe, you're going to love that job. You're going to love this 18-foot tree in our house.
What? Really?
18-foot. I got to send a picture of it. My boy, Billy, who, you know, 6'2", plays football. He's not even about a third of the way up the tree looking up at it. He said he wanted a big tree because he's up at Amherst playing football, right? He says, I want a big tree this year. So we went out and found the biggest tree we could find. And had it installed 2 days ago. And you have got to see this tree. So
send a picture, man. I'd love to see that.
Oh, I'm going to send a picture. You know, and we don't decorate the tree till Christmas Eve. So the traditions in our house are myriad, you know. And Santa Claus comes. We had a Santa Claus come when my son, Sean Paul, was 1 year old. This guy is Santa Claus, okay? He's got a license as he's Santa Claus. He's got reindeer. And he comes to the house. Well, about 5 years ago, maybe longer now, I don't know when it was, kids are older. We said, you know, you're older now. I think Billy was like 12 or something, 13. He said, you know, what do you think? Like, oh, no, we have to have Santa come. So Santa still comes to our house on Christmas Eve, tells us about his two sons, one's in the Marines, one's in the Air Force. You like that, Bobby. And it's just really, you know, it's fun. And it's a great tradition. And he brings his jingle bells, he brings his gifts, then we have a beautiful dinner. But I was thinking, man, what a great idea for the Grilling Guys. We do have the best piece of prime rib on the East Coast that my wife makes. So it's a great Christmas Eve, guys. And you know, this is a difficult time of year for a lot of people. You know, things aren't that great. We're trying to get things better. We're trying to make radio great again. We're going to make grilling great again. We're going to make America great again. But I know a lot of people right now, you know, at this time of year, it's kind of tough. Not everybody's doing great. Everybody's cutting back. But I think it's important to remember all the people that are serving our country in uniform, that are standing post overseas so we can have a nice Christmas. And if you want to donate a dollar or two to one of the many wonderful programs we have for our veterans, think about that this Christmas. I had to put that in there, and I know, Bobby, you're going to do a great job talking about these things. But that's what Christmas is all about. We got to remember each other. We got to take care of each other. And we're going to do great together. I am so looking forward to 2017. And I think the whole country is looking to get back in, I don't know what you call it, but get back in line. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So we're looking forward to these things. I'm looking forward to them. And what more can I say except I love you guys. Oh, you want to hear something great? One of my buddies got nominated for Secretary of the Army, Rene Viola.
Really?
Yeah, another Goomba.
Awesome. That's good. Yeah, maybe we have a little bit better connection now to get this Operation GI Barbecue taken care of.
Maybe,
yeah.
You know what? Maybe we will. You know, yeah. He's a West Pointer. He used to run the Merck. He actually owns the Panthers in Florida, the hockey team.
Oh, well, he's a hockey player.
And what a
too.
Terrific guy. And his kids are terrific. His kids run the hockey team. I mean, just terrific guy. And he's going to do a great job for us. So you know, we're looking forward to 2017. I can't wait. We'll have a new president, a new administration. Hopefully some new good things will happen for America. But bottom line is, let me wish you and your wonderful audience a very Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, and just a wonderful, blessed 2017, guys.
Thanks to you and your family as well. Listen, can you stay up till 11 o'clock on Thursday nights? Because, our good buddy Webb has me on his show every Thursday, and I'm just hoping that you're checking that out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, David's a sweetheart. I love David. He's a great guy. Always give him my best regards because he's just one of the best. Tell him, you know, me, you, and him, I got to teach him how to eat pasta, you know? He's another Metagon, doesn't know about pasta.
Well, next
pasta.
Time you talk to him.
My restaurant, we're going to have nice pasta.
Next time you talk to him, ask him about the moose. So he can tell you about some venison I sent him.
Oh, that's great.
You know, I was on there a couple weeks ago, and he had a female from New Jersey filling in. And she was looking at my site as I'm doing my little chat, and she chimes right in. She goes, "Paul Rotella's on your board of directors." She lit right up. She's a Jersey broadcaster. I'm sorry I forgot her name, but anyway, that was pretty funny. Paulie knows everybody, Jop. Right. So, hey, we got to head off here, but it's so great to talk to you and just want to wish you and all of your friends in the New Jersey Broadcasters Association a very Merry Christmas. Appreciate all your help and miss you, pal. Hope to see
so
you
much.
Soon.
I hope we get to hook up in the new year. And
yeah.
My buddy Tommy says I got to put the phone down now because he wants to cut my hair. Otherwise, he's going to make me look like, I don't know, Vinnie Bombati. So we'll see
All right, buddy.
But, hey, gentlemen, I love you guys. Merry Christmas.
All right, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, all right.
Very good.
That is Big Paulie, Paul Rotella from the New Jersey Broadcasters Association.
Yeah, among other things.
Yeah, he has a quite a storied past. And, boy, if you want to learn some magic, there's a guy you want to hang around with because he's like Raymond, man. Everybody loves him.
Yeah. Well, how can you not? I mean, he's just loaded with personality. I mean, the guy lets us talk to him while he's sitting in a barber chair, for Christ's sakes. You know, I mean, it's just he's having fun.
For Christ's sake.
And he just enjoys life. And there's a good lesson to be learned right there. He works his butt off, but he has a lot of fun while he's doing it. And just lives life to the fullest.
Yeah. Christmas traditions, it's funny. They do standing prime rib. My wife does that on Christmas Day, and we did that recipe last week. I have mine ordered at Sobeys.
Do you?
What's going to be your Christmas meal?
You know what? We're going to do a little bit of a smorgasbord. I'm going to grill up a little bit of pork. I'm going to grill up some chicken, and I'm actually going to grill some steaks. And the people that I'm with wanted a little variety, so I said I can do a little bit of all of that. So we're not doing anything huge, but just a lot of little things. And like I said, when I'm over this evening to your place, you'll see some of the stuff that we're doing for the others as well, because we've had a little bit of fun this year in turning some of the food into artwork. And so I think you're going to like it when we show up.
Oh, you know I'm big on art.
Yeah, right, exactly. Edible art at this point. But anyway, coming up next, we're going to finish this Christmas Eve show with a little perfect venison marinade. Stick with us. We'll be back.